Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Uri Tussiot. It is time to celebrate the world's greatest and biggest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Greta Salome from Iceland.
Hi, my name is Sarah McTiernan. I'm from Ireland. I'm representing Ireland in the Eurovision 2019.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Thank you. we go back and freeze the moment where we used to be free. Was only you and me. Hold me, just unfold.
So two great songs from the 2013 Eurovision contest in Malmö, Sweden. The first song we heard was the Austrian entry that was in semi-final one. Sadly, it didn't get out of there, which is a real shame. But what a great song, Natalia Kelly with Shine, coming 14th with 27 points. Deserved much, much more. And the next song we heard was the Azerbaijan entry that came second in the grand final. Farid Mamadanov with Hold Me, coming second with 234 points, behind Denmark's winner Emily DeForest, only Teardrops with 281 points. So it was a bit of a gap, but two fantastic songs right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Yes, I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiet. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you want to interact with the show, it'll be amazing to hear from you. So our Twitter handle is at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and you can send us an email, ESEshowcase@gmail.com. Now, time to move on to our next song, and this song is absolutely beautiful. I really want to share it with you. Now, it's a cover of France's Eurovision entry in 1996. And the 1996 contest took place again on my birthday, which it's happening this year as well, on the 18th of May in the Oslo Spectrum in Oslo, Norway. And we're going to hear a cover of France's Eurovision entry in 1996. And it was a song sung in Breton, which is a traditional Celtic language spoken in Brittany. And the group was Danabras Le Heritage de Celt, with the song called Diwanit Bugale, which means May the Children Be Born. Indeed it was. So, basically, the song and lyrics were written by Abraz. It's particularly a slow-moving ballad in which the singers express their wish for children to be born with their eyes full of laughter in the rain and form the hard fights and agreement. But the instrumental break features some Irish pipes, which is really awesome. So this cover of the French entry in 1996, Diwanit Bugale, is actually sung by the winner of the 1996 contest, and she's Irish herself. Yes, it's the winner, Emma Quinn, who sang The Voice. This is her singing Diwanit Bugale. Thank you.
have to see me cry. I love you, you know I do. I beg of you, please stay. Without you, I can't see it through. Oh, you mend my broken heart, beyond repair and torn apart. I ask you, a heart that's old and wearing this, so tired of all the suffering. I ask you,
you can see it through if you want me to, but you know I can't pretend.
So tell me from the start, how are you gonna mend a broken heart?
Gone.
Well, that's a soppy song, isn't it? But that is the 1979 national final song for the United Kingdom, Guys and Dolls, with How Do You Mend a Broken Heart? Aww. Now, that really inspired me to play that song this week, because on the OGAE UK members group, yes, we had a big chat, which actually the president of OGAE UK, the official Eurovision fan group, which you can join at ogae.uk. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy, and you'll be joining the biggest Eurovision fan club in the whole of Europe. Yes, is right here in the United Kingdom. And Alistair started a really good conversation about songs that were in the UK national finals and sadly didn't make it. So lots of people putting in their suggestions. So many, including songs from like the likes of Leo Sayer, who was in there back in the 1980 contest. Also, the songs that Olivia Newton-John sang at her own national final in 1974. And of course, you can't forget the classic from the UK national final, Song for Europe, in 1967. Sandy Shaw had her own national final, and the song called Tell the Boys. That's a lot of fun and really good stuff. And also Sister Sway from the UK national final in 1999. Now that's going back a bit, but well, not really. But for me, that brings back so many good nostalgic memories. And my contribution to the discussion was one of the songs, actually, if not the song, which I desperately wanted the United Kingdom to send to the Eurovision Song Contest. And sadly, the British public picked Gemini instead of This Amazing Woman. I got to play it for you because it's just wonderful. This would have done the UK proud in Riga rather than getting nil point, which we ended up getting with Gemini. So, here we go. This is the beautiful and wonderful Emily Reid. Now, Emily Reid, you can book her to perform at any type of event. She's a professional singer, tribute artist, and really an amazing vocalist. So for the last 13 years, she's been wowing audiences all over the country, and you can book her. So it's emilyreedsinger.com, and Reed is R-E-E-D. Okay, she's amazing, and she's got a fantastic website, so do check it out. So here is Emily Reed with Help Me from the UK National Final, A Song for Europe, in 2003. I was just a young Eurovision fan when that came out, and oh dear, I was 16 at the time, and I remember actually sitting on my mum and dad's bed in the bedroom watching this on their television, because I think there was some football going on, and I was not the slightest interested, but it was on a Sunday afternoon on BBC Two, and I remember being, you know, engorged in this incredible show. To me, it was with these four songs vying to represent the UK Eurovision. And it was right at the beginning of Mel and Sue's career, because Mel and Sue were on the panel giving out the points of whatever part of the UK that they were doing. Also, there was Nicholas Parsons was there. Who else was there? Goodness me. There were so many of them, various celebrities. Oh, I think Claire Sweeney was on there too, because she was quite, you know, popular back then in the early 2000s. What's happened to her now? I don't know. Very weird, very weird. Yeah, a Sunday afternoon on BBC Two, those were the days. Dear, oh dear. And Terry Wogan hosting the show. So there we go. So that's some of my memories, of my own personal memories about the Eurovision Song Contest and the beginning of my fandom. Yes. So, Okay, it's now time for us to do something incredibly random, and my goodness me, it's going to be real random this week. No spoilers. But yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time to get the two hats out. Rob, thank you very much. Yes, and we have little bits of paper with years on and little bits of paper with countries on. We will then glue them together and then we'll play a song from the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogue, either between 1956 and 2018. Right, so this time, on this episode, we're going to be doing the year first. So thank you, Rob. Okay, thank you very much. And we've got, okay, 1972. We can do that. Wonderful. And let's hopefully get a country which is applicable to 1972. So, right, okay. Oh, Yugoslavia. Okay, we should be able to do that. Can we? Yes. Yes, we can. Yes, the 1972 contest was held in Edinburgh that year, and Yugoslavia's entry was Tereza Kozlovaya with Musica IT. Yes, it means music and you, Tereza Kozlovaya. This is a ballad where Kozlovaya is singing that music and her lover are the things in which she has found happiness. Well, good for her. Good for her. Now, Tereza Anna Kozlovaya was born on the 3rd of October 1938 and is an internationally acclaimed Croatian recording artist. She is one of the most recognisable figures of the Balkans music scene, and she is renowned for a wide vocal range and operatic style. And she has a very successful career in France, and she has held many concerts around the world, being one of the few Yugoslav musicians to have sold out shows in the Royal Albert Hall, Lollapalooza, and Carnegie Hall. Yes, she's still present at this time, active in the music scene, and she's currently 80 years old. Her birthday's on the 3rd of October, as I just mentioned. So, yes, Yugoslavia at the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest. And their positioning wasn't too bad. It came 14th. I suppose it's better than nothing. 14th place with 68 points. So, and that was out of how many countries? That was 18 countries. So, I know that she came ninth with 87 points. Oh, excuse me. I'm terrible. So she came mid-placing, basically. So not bad. It's not a slap in the face, is it? So good old Yugoslavia. And everybody got points, basically, at that contest. The voting was rather bizarre that year. But it's just one of those things. Okay, so now let's hear Rob's random request this week. It's Yugoslavia 1972, Tereza Kozlovaya with Musica IT, which is sung in Serbo-Croat. And it means music and you.
Svatko traži sam. Muzika i ti, to je onaj svijet u kojem sreću nađoh ja. Muzika i ti,
Jednom mora proć. Muzika i ti, to je onaj svijet u kojem sreću nađoh ja. Muzika i ti, to je onaj svijet u kojem sunce vječno sja.
Hello Europe, this is Hatari from Iceland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is our song, Hatrið mun sigra, Hatred will prevail.
Yes, indeed. The hatred will prevail. Only here on the Eurovision Showcase, and obviously right across our shows here on Forest FM, can we go and celebrate Yugoslavia 1972 with a big Balkan ballad, a love song, to a hatred screaming electronic rock song from Iceland at 2019's contest. Hatri, Hatri mun sugar. For Iceland this year's. Ooh, is that going to do well? I think it might very well do. Either you love it or you hate it. But there is no denying it's going to make fantastic television. Oh, yes. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday the 28th of April 2019, with me, your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiot. Taking a look at the betting odds for today, Sunday the 28th of April. The Netherlands are still currently in the lead. Duncan Lawrence with Arcade. In second place is the Russian entry, Sergei Lazarev with Scream. Third place is the Swiss entry, Luca Hani, She Got Me. Now, in fourth place, there has been a change. Sweden have gone up to fourth, John Ludwig with Too Late for Love. And in gone down to fifth is Italy song Mahmoud with Soldi. And of course, sixth place is Iceland, seventh place Cyprus, eighth place is Malta, ninth place is Greece, and tenth is Norway. And there has been a change at the bottom too, where Montenegro have gone up to 40th place and Georgia have gone down to 41st. It has been confirmed that Rylan will be giving out the votes on behalf of the United Kingdom jury at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Congratulations to him, and it's nice to see a true Eurovision fan presenting the results. The Eurovision News website WeWe Blogs has confirmed that WeWe Jam will return for 2019 at the Theatre Club in Tel Aviv. If you're going to Eurovision and you would like to go to the WeWe Jam, then head over to weweblogs.com. Bilal Hassani, who's representing France at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has released his album called Kingdom. So you can obviously get that wherever you get your music from. And finally, at the grand final of Eurovision at 2019, Khan, the Israeli broadcaster, have confirmed that Dana International will be opening the show. Awesome. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news right here on 92.3 Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
This is Mickey from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, La Venda. Enjoy it. La Venda ya cayó.
Hello, this is Mahmoud from Italy, and this is my song, Soldi.
Questa visuale i soldi, soldi, come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Dimmi se ti manco te ne fotti, fotti. Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va, adesso come va, come va, come va.
Hello, this is Michael Rice from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Bigger Than Us. Enjoy!
Bigger, yeah, bigger than us. I can feel it, bigger than everything we see. Cause I can feel the universe when I'm feeling.
Stars. his favorite station.
Comes beating on the door, how I try to see. But too many tears fill up inside. You think I know to give it time. But serving life don't fit the crime. Please believe I'm not the guy you knew before. Unlock your heart. Unlock the door to the love we share right from the start. Baby, give me one good reason why you and I can give it one more try. Understand, understand, give a little love and understanding. Baby, give me one good reason why my heart still aches and I don't lie. Understand, understand, give a little love and understanding.
The hardest part, how to say goodbye, knowing when it's over.
No one ever taught me how to cry,
but now I know
deep inside. For love to live, one love must die. Please believe I'm not the guy you knew before. Somewhere out there, a boy runs free, watching the sun go down on me.
Baby, give me one good reason why you and I can give it one more try.
Understand,
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 understand. Give a little love and understanding. Baby, give me one good reason why my heart still aches and I don't lie.
Understand,
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 understand. Give a little love and understanding.
Gary O'Shaughnessy from the Irish Eurovision National Final in 1997, Love and Understanding coming third. And Gary O'Shaughnessy would eventually get to represent Ireland, but in 2001 with his song Without Your Love, which sadly Ireland didn't manage to qualify until the 2002 contest, so therefore had to sit out another year. So that's a real shame. So they missed out that. They came back in 2003 and got a top 10 placing. So that's not so bad, is it? With Mickey Joe Hart and We've Got the World Tonight, of course. Right. Now, speaking of Ireland, we'll go to the 1993 contest, which was in Mill Street in County Cork. In Ireland, of course, yes. And it was the year after Linda Morrison won with Why Me in Malmo in 1992. Now, Ireland won in 1993, of course, didn't they? With a wonderful Niamh Kavanagh and that beautiful song In Your Eyes. Oh, yes. And the UK came second that year. But it was Sonia, yes, with Better the Devil You Know, which we heard a couple of weeks ago here on the Eurovision Showcase. But I'm going to play you a song from the Netherlands in 1993. And this song is a big Eurovision fan favourite. And why not? And why wouldn't it be? This is the amazing Ruth Jacot with Verte, which means peace. So here is the Netherlands, 1993.
Oh,
schepen om in elke storm te varen. Er wordt een sleutel aan een land die nooit waar wat zal gaan. Het wil alleen nog niet zo lukken om de vrede te bewaren.
Hello, this is Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Arcade. Enjoy!
A broken heart is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it, carried it, carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I've spent all of the love I saved.
Yes, the Netherlands 2019. That is Duncan Lawrence with Arcade, the contest favorite, pre-contest favorite. Excuse me. Wow, what do you think of that? I don't know personally. I don't know. I would love to say, but I don't know. This contest this year is wide open. I don't think anybody is as certain to win. Like we thought, well, maybe Israel are going to win. And obviously I've ended up doing that. And then the year before, Salvador, with the weeks following up to it, just ended up going up this, up, up, and up, and up, and up the odds. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Right, okay, we've got 10 minutes left. Let's go and have Live and Kicking. So this week's Live and Kicking, I present to you live from the Olimpisky Arena in Moscow, Russia. Here is Iceland 2009. Here is Johanna with Is It True?
Schon sehr verwirrt, doch beim dritten Mal, da ahnte ich gleich, wohin das führt, und dann beim vierten Mal hab ich genau gespürt. Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voilà, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt so jung erhält. Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voilà, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt. So junger Held, das ist das erste Mal für mich und nur du bist schuld daran. Das ist das erste Mal für mich, dass ich sagen kann: Ein Hoch der Liebe, vive l'amour, Tricis voilà, viva l'amour, die unsere Welt. So junger Held, so ist es jedes Mal mit dir und nur du bist schuld daran, dass ich das nächste Mal mit dir kaum noch erwarten kann. Denn beim ersten Mal, da wusste ich schon, wohin das führt, dass es ein letztes Mal für uns nie geben wird. Liebe,
There we are, that is Winkelmeere win in Ein Hoch der Liebe, which is the German entry in 1968. Oh, dear me. Well, that's it for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM 92.3. If you've missed any of our previous shows, then you can listen to them via Mixcloud, Spotify, or any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Well, it's time for us to say our goodbyes, but I'll leave you with France 2003, the Italian version, Luigi Bailèche, Per parler di noi. I love this French entry in 2003, but you take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, vis la dobizinha. See you soon. Toodaloo!
Dove sei amore mio?